What can you tell me? What are your memories of rationing?
Well, I remember the rationing. I remember, well, you had a ration book and you got so much tea a week. And you're supposed to be at one time it said one egg a week. And it was so much bacon. Life was very, very skimpy. Of course, we had such things as dried eggs, but people didn't know how to do it. The eggs were in powder form.
Yeah.
And suppose they could transport millions of eggs in a condensed form. But a lot of people did not like the dried eggs. Well, you had to just make do with it, and that was it.
After the war, did you have, like, can you remember?
No, after the war, there was still rationing. A lot of people think when the war ended, that things would be all right. And I was in England. I went to England. We had to look for jobs. And I remember ration folks in England, even after the war. Still after the war, and they were still rationing. Still a shortage of food. In fact, I was in a place one time, you may think this is funny. I asked a landlady about my egg, and she says, do you want it tonight or tomorrow night? You only got one egg a week. Uh-huh. And you listed it with a bit of bacon. And people had to make do with things like pies and stuff like that. But they had, one thing I noticed about all this is there was less heart attacks then.
Yeah.
People had less food, you see. Yeah. Probably.
That's
I don't know.
Do you remember your first egg, proper egg, after the war ended?
Oh, I remember the eggs. It was de-rationed. Now, there was children then.
Yeah.
They didn't know what a banana was. They never seen a banana till after the war. And instead of oranges, we had orange juice, which was a condensed form. We had orange juice, yes. And the only way you could get a little extra food was if you went south. Now, there was a cheap excursion going down to Warren Point on a Sunday by the Great Northern Railroad. And what people would do at Warren Point was they would go to Warren Point for the railroad ticket and then take a little boat again, a rowing boat, would take you across Carlingford Lock over to Omeath, and you're on the south. And you could buy eggs over there. They didn't have any tea. And I remember going out a few guys myself. And we had bicycles. Of course, you couldn't go on a road with bicycles now, hardly. It would be very, very dangerous. But don't forget, nobody had cars then.
Yeah.
It was a time of your uncle had a second-hand car. You'd be telling everybody about it. And we went out on the roads. We would take a tent with us and we'd cycle over the border. And that would start off on a Friday, maybe camp along the road, the side of the road, and then make our way into Dundalk. And what we'd done was we took some tea with us, and we'd go into the same place and swap the tea for a dozen of eggs.
Yeah.
And we had a little campfire, and we got bacon, and it smelled like heaven.
How did you get the eggs back on the bicycle?
No, well, we used the eggs there when we had the tent. We used what we could, you know what I mean? But it was great, and it tasted completely different from a restaurant. If you're lying in a tent in the morning, and you've been rushing on eggs, and you get this dozen of eggs, and you buy sausages, and you buy a bit of food before. But they couldn't get tea. So tea to them was scarce. What we'd do, we'd bring tea over, a little packet of tea, and then you'd get eggs and so forth.
True.
And it was terrific. The smell of the bacon in the morning, eggs, you know. You could just smell it now.